So we've got the Harpoon 100 Barrel Series Vermont Spruce Tip. It's a 7%, 38 IBU beer. Okay, so hopefully this will be a pleasant spruce beer. Here you go, VR.
Thank you.
Nice beer for winter season. Not very sprucey in the nose.
No, get a little bit of graininess, some hops.
Some malt. Pours out nice, rich, thick head. It's got a dark red-tinted, deep copper color.
And it's described as a robust flavored ale with notes of spicy, sweet pine from locally gathered spruce tips, balanced by roasty caramel malt and a hint of Chinook hops.
Well, it definitely has... It has the spruce flavor when you taste it. And it is not overbearing, but it's definitely... It's distinct. It's,
yes.
Yeah. Easy to taste. We've had spruce beers that are a lot more assertive, but this is quite balanced.
Yeah, you definitely get the beer underneath it. You get the caramel notes in the aroma, but it doesn't taste like you're drinking straight Pine Sol.
No, this is actually nice and delicate, yet... You can perceive the spruce enough that you know it's a spruce beer. It's a pine beer.
There is some astringency in the finish, which I think comes from the combination of the spruce and the hops.
There's a nice malt midsection and solid malt body, though.
Definitely an interesting beer. I don't know if I'd want more than a bottle of this, though.
I would. I would definitely want more than a bottle. I like pine and spruce and... This one, again, is not so overbearing that you're drinking Pine Sol, you're chewing on bark of a pine tree. This is really nicely done, and it's kind of a surprise. Yeah, very woody. There's definitely a woody quality. So the Harpoon 100 Barrel Series Vermont Spruce Tip. I would recommend this one.
As far as spruce beers go, I would recommend it too.
You would?
Oh.
This is a beer I would definitely pine for. Look, stop needling me. I know, these jokes are sappy, but...
God.
Isn't it?